may not know your own self. We also. Many things we do. Gradually that come on the surface. Sign also, in order to settle you more strongly, as you say, such superficial questions are coming. And you associate with inquiries, make inquiries, and consolidate your faith. There are so many books that by reading, you may get the grace of the author. Yeah. I told you have also broken formality in Christian religion. When you have come to accept Swami Maharaj's creed of Krishna consciousness, you have to give up the formality of Christianity. You are a Christian in the beginning. They are also forms. You are described. Sagar Maharaj was a son of it. Sudhir Maharaj, they also were very much excited. I stopped, not no place of Gundai, no place of Raji in here. Whatever say, say in a modest place. So always, elimination, progress means elimination of old things and acceptance of the new. Devajyadikava. Progress means, living things means that. New experience. Bhakti parijan bhavu vigatyun chaitreta kala prabhajyamana siddharasi pushti pushti kudapayun bhatam. When we are hungry, by every monster we feel three things. The desire for eating diminishes. When we are hungry, we are weak, weakness also removed. And the dissatisfaction of hunger, that is also removed, eating by every morsel. So by every step, we shall have to feel whether we are making any progress. Do we feel such things? Bhakti Pari, we must have a conception of what is real in the progress. The reality of this type, the reality of that type, what is reality proper? What is man? What is imagination, hallucination? And what is reality that is in the progress? Some idea we shall have to get. And our intensity, attraction for the thing will increase, but we don't diminish. It will have to increase if we are in proper life. We must have some conception of that new thing, whatever small, and with our energy towards the thing will increase. But people is on Arunyottarish at the same time. We must be apathetic to anti-devotional things. If I make progress towards east, west will be left back. And we shall see new things on our head. And if in good direct way, our encouragement will increase more and more progress. Bhakti parishan bhavu virakti cha annasya yada kala prasajyamanasya yathasna dasu tushti tushti khud abhayo nurasam. By every morsel pushti, you can feel stronger. Pushti, pushti, at satisfaction, hunger is being removed. So, pushti, pushti, kurava, and our desire to eat more, that will go vanish, vanish. The desire to consume will go. Three things must be there. Then we are in a real progressive life. Always we allow to search our own self, whether I am enticed by any, by this agents of Maya, misconception. The agents of Maya, they don't leave us so easily. So you have got so many commitments here. Where do you go? You must clear these commitments. Then we shall allow you to go. So in different ways they will come and try to take us back. There's so many commitments here we have got, incurred debt, and now you are trying to fly away, abscond. We ain't allowed, I won't allow you to abscond. Various ways they will come. So one should not believe him, only believe the Shastra. Only fear the Shastra and the Shastra. They will plead for all. None else. Midst of all, in the midst of the agents of Maya everywhere. Only the variable, the office, go to the agent of that one. Your ambassador got up. Except that, when the Americans find any danger in their bite, they will go to their own ambassador's quarter. Ambassador Akibala, the Rastadut, they will take shelter in that quarter of that Rastadut. If Americans or any British finds that in India my body is in danger, then he will take shelter to their own, what is that? Their own agents are living here, Rastadut, ambassador or something. He will take shelter there. So in the world of Maya misconception, proper conceit persons are Vaikuntha Dut, Sadhu. And we shall try to take shelter there. They are, of course, the agents of Maya. It is easy to enter there. One in a crow, beginning numbers of men, but when finishing amongst the crows, one found the successful here. Koti Savi Mahamuni, Sudurdhava Prasantatma, Koti Savi Mahamuni, Shukadeva Sri. Even if it is barely found in a crore of divinas, one comes successful. So, but in this Kali Yuga, special grant is there, and Mahaprabhu himself comes to this place. So this is better position. It is also told in Shastra. Sarguna Gnana Saru Vagina. Those persons that are gunagga, so who can judge things according to quality, very clever. They does not want to have a bath in Satyayuga, in the golden age. They would say, I want a chance in the Kali Yuga. There is a special grant from the highest. Gunagga Kali Sabha Jayanti, welcome to Kali Yuga Iron Age. Those that have got a deeper understanding, such sadhus, they rather aspire after a chance in Kali Yuga. I don't want a bath in golden age, but the iron age. Kali Sabha Jayanti Raja Gunagna Sar Jatra Sankirtani Naiva Sarva Sarsudhu. Only by the method of chanting the name of Hari with Sadhu Sangha, everything is happy. The whole thing is God. This is what is a special grant. So, the special calling is that and I want the person who is bathing in that body. Sukadeva also declared in the assembly of those authentic scholars, Kali-dusan-dhi-raja vasti-dhi-go-mahantula. It is full of defects, irony, but on great advantage, it has come. Only by taking to the preaching about Krishna, one can get out of all unbearable things and attain the highest goal to the power. So what is that Krishna Sankirtan, that preaching of Krishna? What is that? We must be very particular. Which can give us so much benefit, material. What is that thing? We must be very attentively inquire. What is that? This is not a story. If it is a fact, ontological fact, then what is that thing? Without the help of anything else, only by the chanting of Krishna, that is preaching. Preaching about Krishna, we shall avoid all undesirables and attain the highest end of life. What is that thing? How to achieve that thing? It's just these attention to the frontier and to the outside. Not carefully. We never tell anything. We have got so much die to leave. With such seriousness, we must achieve that thing. Kirtan. What is Kirtan? The victory to be embodied. Remember that was victory. To get try to get from the category, higher category, and the victory to be ordinary. And in the serious mood that should be done, that Krishna-kantha. Krishna consciousness from the proper soul, the joy from the proper soul, thereby we shall be most together in this country. Because the environment is very empty. So to sleep there is not easy. So he means Kalaha. Kalaha means quarrel. So many of them there are. And they are all quarreling to establish their own religion. Different type of thoughts and trying hard to establish them. And in the midst of them we shall have to get some position for it. To do it in fact, not fashion, but in fact we must do something with such energy. Attention must come to our heart with all sincerity and intention. That we should get the highest achievement. It is not ordinary thing, not a battle, not a fashion, but a real.
How can we know our real Guru? How can we? Does it mean by taking formal initiation from someone means that he is our real Guru?
It is different prayer, different Guru. According to this, faith will acquire. We shall have to go to your Guru, teacher in that place, Kavi Guru, Gani Guru, Yogi Guru, different types of Guru, a specialist in a particular section of education. And about our spiritual conviction, there are also many prayers. And by previous acquisition, we can come to a particular prayer. And in that prayer, in our sincere thought, whenever we can find that he will be able to quench my thirst, what is going in advance. My idea is high, my realization is not so high. So idea is high. Who can help me to realize that idea? The very inner response as we have from our own heart, that is the direction of inner Guru, Krishna Guru, we can select Mahamsa Guru, external Guru. Who will be able to quench my thirst? My thirst is high, a far for higher depth, but I am not there, my ego. So who will be able to help to take me to my ideas that we have already gathered by my previous experience? In this way we come to select our Guru. And sometimes it happens that we shall have to change our goal, but that is very deplorable. At the first selection, if we can come to proper understanding, that is fortunate. Otherwise, if there is any change in the present life about Guru, is a very difficult, unfortunate life. And our knowledge of scripture, reviewed scripture, that comes to help us a great deal in the selection of our Mahamsa Guru. We shall have the scripture, reading scripture, Kampa, Sushilip, Guru, Acharya, and the Acharya also that Vaishivata helps us to know the real purpose of the Divine Scripture. Sadhu Shastra, by the grace of the Shastra, who can know the real Vaishnava, Acharya, Guru. And Guru again sees himself the real meaning of the real Scripture. Interdependent, sadhu shastra. And our inner sincere entering, that is the most important. Which in itself can we have had from our previous Sukriti, unknown and unknown, our energy is utilized by the agents of the Divine World, and that comes to help us indirectly. Shraddha, our faith, that is the beginning of our spiritual life. And that Shraddha is accumulated from our previous different activities. That is, knowingly or unknowingly, if our energy is utilized for the service of the Lord, as a reaction we get that His grace within us, though we may not know that in the beginning, gradually we can know. Bhakti Janma Mangal Hai Sadhu Sangha. The very beginning comes from the association of the holy person. And the first Sangha Gaya Purva Santikari. And the chance of connection with the Sadhu Divine Agent is the effect of our previous Sukriti. Krishna Bhakti Janma Mudhaya Sadhu Sangha Krishna Vrim Janma Smriti Namukha Ashraddha Faith and Ashraddha is the outcome of Sukriti Purva Sankriti. It has been attributed to fortune, and fortune means Sukriti acquired by our previous action, by the connection of the Divine Agent. Such for Krishna. So search of the Lord for the lost servant. In that campaign, so many agents engaged by him to take back his servant. And by their connection, ordinary soul acquired from Sukriti. And that Sukriti produces feet in us, and according to the quality of the feet, we come to select our future association in their body, size and attaining our goal. আর কথা বলতে কষ্ট হচ্ছে। হ্যাঁ, না, হ্যাঁ, আজকে দিন বাবার হ্যাঁ
experience and difficulty.
Who deserves dedication of everything? Elysium is of every atom. Complete Elysium of every atom towards Him. He is the highest entity and He is the Rasam Anandam, beauty. Beauty, try to appreciate the position of the beauty as super Bhagavan, not the conscious master of all power, all grandeur. But Bhajaniya Gunavishta, he was telling us giving this meaning to the word Bhagavan. Brahma Paramatma and the Bhagavan. Three causal conception of the whole. Bhagavan means Bhajaniya Gunavishta. First, meaning who controls everything, who possesses all power. The master of all power is Bhagavan. But that does not satisfy the devotion of Rashtra, the dedication of Rashtra. The another meaning of the tradition, that is, Bhajaniya, he has got such qualification as naturally attractive to serve him. Bhajaniya. At the cost of your life, at the cost of your every prospect, he wants to jump, be charged. Bhajaniya Gunavishta. He has got a charming personality which draws us automatically towards him. Bhajaniya Gunavishta. A charming personality. Naturally attracting everything towards him. That is Bhagavan. His highest, his innermost qualification of acquaintance is lifetime. Whoever comes in his connection, he is bound to serve him, to sacrifice him, to satisfy him at any cost. To satisfy him, to obey him at any cost. He is such God. Bhajaniya Gunavishta. That is Bhagavan. That is the real nature of the central truth, of the absolute truth, that he is charming from all aspects. One cannot contain his separate individuality, separate individuality. Jump, magic, to jump into it. To serve him, to win his order in any way. Any way that is not much important, such a job. Bhajaniya Gunavishta. But that does not mean that Brahma became one. That is, to keeping his individual character, the whole system is like that. The whole system, they are working as in itself. In itself, Vrindavan is a place of God. All magic, who are experiencing some supernatural joy, and magic and this in the practice of Krishna. Can't keep it away from that. So nearer place to Krishna is that nearer place. All magic engaged in the satisfaction of Krishna, and they are also enjoying a superior type of ananda in the self by doing that type of practice. That is not this charming, as our Jyoti Kumara says. If we use sacraments, then in a charming way we can dance on the stage, not just mysterious things. Yeah? But really it is there in the innermost existence that brings love and our most charming, the charming of our heart. Though we are making many impossible things, still we have come. They find with their own eyes that Krishna, a boy, of 7 years, he wrote of the Govardhan Giri. And practically they think they have felt that they are about to reach. But still they have to know this, that is why he is my boy. A group from the society came to Nanda. He keeps the boy as a boy, as one of us, that it is dangerous. But he did the other group, he whispered out that Govardhan has been, he says he is my boy and he is a pity. He is very alert about this boy. A group from the group came and they filed a complaint. We must be careful about the boy. He is not an ordinary boy. So many people, just as he himself had said, he saw that he tried to tie him, but all addition in the same group as the father is keeping that. Still, he is charming in such a way that he is going on in that subject. Special need of Krishna, the group around him, they are all doing their service as this my sacrament. This is charming way, charming way. Above consciousness, dance and navas. Calculation, reason, all vanish, distance, set us way back. On the other side, Vrajavarnaloka, the renunciation in the middle, and dedication. And dedication two classes, one retaining personal consciousness, and then another merging into the, intensely merging into the God consciousness, living almost their own, own individual, interest, so much so, marginal interest. I mean, this one. So, to be our devotion genuine, that is in the frame of Mahaprabhu, we have to think all these things. Siddha Bhakti, Dhyana Karma Janavatam, Karma, the master of energy, and the Dhyana, that I can know, but good, bad, I can know. I cannot give that conduct to any other Dhyana. To know what is good, what is bad, I must keep that in my own hand. Do that, but that responsibility I must not give to anyone. And the first thing also to be given up and depend fully on the higher guardian decision. It is important. We must consciously do this. We have to transfer the standard of judging right and wrong. Standard of judgment to give each other. I won't be able to judge my own interest. My interest will be judged by my guardian. To transfer the standard of judgment to any other hand, a dangerous thing, we must be consciously. We must be ensured that we are in a safe position, we are in home. In home, I do not know to look after my own interest, while my guardian, he is looking after my own interest. It is a bad sort of atmosphere. I have come within home interest. Back to God, back to home. So much dependence, reliance. I'm such a keen thing. I cannot know my interest. Eh? I do not know my own interest. My guardians know better than me. They are more interested in me than my interest. Such a pride. Such a pride we are going to be. So, how wonderful. What way we shall make our progress? What will be our progress? Standard of utility, standard of interest, thou ready to be changed. Thou to me. What is your property at present? Have to be separated once for all from them. The environment you are living in your ego, with your ego, that forever that is to be abolished, died. And then he will have a life worth living. So much risk. And it is recommended to us by the grace of the Shankar. Shankar, he can make himself known none else. All right is love. Only he can make himself known. And all others, only by his inspiration. Simaran Sarogatama. Rather I shall die in this position, I won't live this. Oh, Gaudhari, Gaudhari, Gaudhari. If we understand these basic principles of life, otherwise anyone will say something and I will be converted into his mentality. No stability. Siddhanta, Siddhanta Rahini Mojiya Hari Bhakti Raida Duri. Asat Siddhanta Nadi. A misconception. I am caught within the misconception of things, of the environment, and Hari Bhakti, far, far away. Asat Siddhanta Rahini Mojiya. So, Sananda Gyan. Place, position, purpose in an organic whole of the individual, in an organic whole. Sambandha Gyan. We shall take the name or we shall do the work of a sweeper. Or we shall go on explaining Bhagavatam to be devotion proper, that Sambandha Gyan is necessary. Who am I? Where am I? Why I am doing this thing? Who is the recipient? All these things are concerned. Come to valuation. To attach value to my activity. This spirit. Why I am doing? From what? For what necessity? But to fulfill what purpose I am doing? I am doing the work of a sweeper, or I am working as a guru, explaining Bhagavatam or talking about God to the public. Whatever I am doing, why? Why I am doing so? To what purpose? Pannambhagyan. That will fetch the proper price. Sammanbhagyan. Who am I? What is my position? Why I am doing this? All this consideration. Is it to satisfy Krishna? Or from him in me? Chance rumor. Gold hori, gold hori, gold hori, gold hori, gold hori, gold hori. We must have our own basis. First to stand over and work. Bhuta Shuddhi. Bhuta Shuddhi. Eho Vajjo Aage Kaho Aar, Eho Vajjo Aage Kaho Aar. We are working, making progress towards. But where is my position? Eho Vajjo. Go deeper, go deeper, go inner, go higher. It is very difficult. We are going to nowhere, to leave the standard of knowledge from our own hands, only inner feeling, only inner satisfaction. That is the standard. Home experience. Home experience is the guarantee. Go deeper, leaving away all other truths. Home experience. This is my home. Innermost satisfaction. This is my home. To understand by the inner adjustment or adjusting sense, inner sense of adjustment. Home adjustment is proper adjustment. Other adjustment are artificial, temporary. So, jai na bhunujyatu jo dharmastam nirodhata. Manusamita manushe, you must have approval of the innermost heart of yours. You within, your innermost self must give approval that it is your home. Coming from revealed truth, accepted by so many reliable saints and approved by your innermost heart. That is the sign of Dharma proper. Vidyadhi, Sevita, Sadhi, Nittam, Abdish, Rajivhi, Adhidai, Nabhanukyatu, Yudhadmastam, Nirodhata. Oh, you understand, I am talking of a real religion. What is that? First, Vidyadhi, Sevita, not this empirical scholar, but by the scholars who are well versed in the revealed truth. They have accepted, experts in understanding revealed scriptures. First sign, it must be so. It is coming from him, he can know, make himself known. Those that believe in that, it must be given by them. Then second, it is accepted by so many stalwarts of this body. Who are those stalwarts? Sadhvi, Sadhvi. Then of this Ravi, who has got no aspiration in any achievement of this world. Sevita Vidyadvi, Sevita Sadhvi. What is the symptom of the Sadhvi? Sat Nityam Adhesha Ravi Vi, who has got no attraction or apathy, sympathy or apathy for anything in this mortal world, accepted by those stalwarts. And the third thing, you must have inner approval of your own. And three things necessary. First thing, they must come from outside, accepted by the stalwart, who is independent of any loss and the gain of this world. And the third, your inner approval. Jo dharmastam nirodhata, which is such a character, you try to understand them, you give your attention to that. Otherwise, waste of time. At least these three things, you must find, then you give your